in early March of 2017, I was working at the radio station and I took a call from a girl. I had no idea who she was, but I just heard something in her voice. It was a touch of sadness. So if you know me at all, you know how inquisitive I am, and started asking her simple questions. First of all, I asked her name, and she said her name was Joanne and that she had just gone through a tumultuous breakup and she was very emotional and she was sitting in traffic and she was on the way to school. And I asked her where she went to school. She said, I'm going to Mercer in the next few months. I'm going to be a pharmacist. It's the only thing I've ever wanted to do ever since I was little. So to me, that was the biggest takeaway from the entire conversation, that she was in the home stretch of pharmacy school. So I had to get a little bit of Joanne's backstory. To get through undergrad, she was a lifeguard instructor for the Red Cross. And really, I guess the most important question I asked her was, why'd you want to become a pharmacist in the first place? And I loved her response because it had to do with her grandmother, who had COPD and osteoporosis. She said, my grandmother was on so many medications, a lot of them either didn't work or were super expensive. And she said that she saw how much of an impact pharmacists played. With that opportunity, she chose to follow that career path and do what she could to help medications become more financially available or to find alternatives when they weren't. Before we hung up the phone, she said, I want people to know how important pharmacists are in the medical field because they have access to so much information to help their patients. And my favorite quote was, she said, I just love what I do. And with that, we hung up the phone and I never heard from Joanne again. Well, fast forward almost 2 years, I had foot surgery last December of 2018. And in the middle of December, I needed some medications because of some complications from my foot surgery. A week later, I had a blood clot in my left calf. So I'm hobbling into CVS. Of course, the pharmacy is way in the back. So I hobble back there and the pharmacy is packed. And I finally, I'm waiting in line and everything. And as I step up to the counter, I say hello to the lady behind the counter who happens to be filling a prescription. She's got her white lab coat on and everything. And as she looks up to say hello to me, she then says, and I'm not making this up, true story, she says, Jason Pullman, I knew I was going to run into you one of these days. It was Joanne. She graduated from pharmacy school at Mercer in the summer of 2018. She then took a job in the fall at my CVS across the street from where we live. And she's recently become the pharmacy manager at this CVS. After I pay for my prescriptions, I said, can you please come out from behind that counter because I need to give you a hug. And I gave her a huge hug. I was so proud of her. And we've since become, because I've needed so many medications over the last few months, because of this stupid blood clot. And this being my second podcast, it just so happens since we've become friends over the last few months, today happens to be Joanne Filipov's 26th birthday. So Joanne, this is for you. Happy birthday. And that is the good stuff.
Yeah, man, that's the good stuff.
I just wanted to say to you, don't follow your dreams. Chase your dreams. And you never know what one conversation is going to lead to. And you never know who you're going to run into and when. That's fate right there.